Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Non-Corporate Girls. Before we begin, don't forget to download and subscribe. Take it one step further and leave us a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
What's up, y'all? We're back to talk to our 9-to-5 and 5-to-9ers. I'm Delilah.
And I'm Ayana. We are the Non-Corporate Girls, two girls who have experienced both spaces and understand firsthand the ebbs and flows of marrying our many passions and disrupting the status quo.
We do this with our podcast, your go-to digital diary filled with content, expert advice, and tangible resources for corporate professionals, entrepreneurs, and the intersection of where they meet.
Every episode gives you a dose to help redefine how you pivot in your purpose. So, are you non-corporate? Tune in.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Non-Corporate Girls. We're so happy to be back and recording. We're kind of counting down to the last final episodes of the season as we wrap up. So we're happy for you guys to join us. And so let's get into it.
Yes, episode 121, knowing your season for redirection. That's such a big word.
Redirection. I feel like life is one big redirection.
I concur. So we're going to unpack that a little bit. But before we even get into that, let's talk about a positive note because I need to live vicariously through you. And so I need to know all about your birthday positive note.
Yeah. So my birthday was so amazing, which not that it never is, because if anybody knows me, my birthdays are a huge thing for me. Like I just literally finished writing the editor's note for our newsletter that'll be coming out tomorrow. So I'm looking forward for all of you to read that. And one of the things I had mentioned was just the planning of my birthday. And like, you know, from my outfits to the outings, like it just brings me so much joy to do so and to have people like be a part of it. And this birthday was a little bit different because I didn't leave out of the country, which I usually love to do. But I made the best with what I got, like how I was able to plan and what I was able to bring to fruition. And, you know, God still having like showing me that I can still enjoy my birthday how I want it and on my terms, even if it doesn't look exactly how I want it to be. Because just having the people that I love and who showed me so much love, like the outpour of love. And that's why I wrote the declaration I wrote in my Instagram post. Because, yeah, I know I haven't been very like vocal on social media, but I'm coming back around. And it was lovely. Yes, it's just something about me realizing how love and people showing up and showing me love really is what carries me through in like the days where it's just challenging, where things are hard. Like life is just hard and we all know that. And we all have like our level of hard or whatever that looks like at different points in time, you know, because life goes like this. It's not like a straight, you know. But I think when you feel seen and supported and you feel understood, like it really is transformative. So for me, my birthday was a lot of reflecting and just putting out there a declaration of me wanting to love the people that I care about loudly and knowingly. And for them, like the way I go so hard about myself and how extra I am, I want to be the same for the people around me. And not that I don't do it, but I know that for me, being vulnerable is a challenge. And in expressing those things, there has to be a level of vulnerability of just telling people how you feel, how to be honest with them, like having conversations that are difficult. I really want to step into all those things. So that's my positive note of just like how my birthday turned out to be so perfect. I was able to go to Miami for a couple of days. Shout out to my friends who just made so many things possible. All the birthday messages and texts and phone calls. Ayana gifted me a 3-day like work to go kickboxing because I mentioned I wanted to try that. So it's just like the thoughtfulness of everybody, like the gratitude. Sometimes with our day to day, we don't realize how much we're cared for and thought of. And then on your birthday, like, it's just a special day for that reminder to get your cup kind of like refilled, because we're all living our lives on a day to day. But I feel like birthdays are so super special because they're just like that reminder to let you know, like, who is in your corner. Like, if you ever forgot, no, like, here's the reminder, like, you got these people in your corner.
Yes, that's so beautiful. I love that you shared that. And it's so funny because I was going to ask you, what is there something different about this birthday than other birthdays for you? I feel like in the time that I've known you, I would say in the past year or two has been your most vulnerable I've ever seen you as a person. And so I'm just wondering, was there anything specifically different about this birthday than others for you?
I don't know why I'm getting emotional.
That's okay. This is a safe space.
I know. I've been doing a lot of crying lately. I think what's different is not fighting through. Not like fighting to keep up a facade or being okay with like not being okay and not. Well, the thing is that I'm not okay with not being okay. Like, I don't want nobody to see me down or going through it. Like, that is not my MO by any means. And I'm just like, what is that helping me to gain when I'm not letting people know that I'm not okay or I'm not reaching out for the support that I truly need, but I want people to support me, but they don't even know what it is I need because I'm not voicing that. Mm-hmm. So I stepped into, and this goes like with conversations and therapy and self-actualization and reflection and just being aware of you've tried it that way for so long and it still has not yielded the results that you want. So maybe you need to try something different. And I feel like it's just stemming from that. Like, what's the worst that can happen in asking for the help you need? Bitch, you might get the help. Like, you know, simple as that. So that's where I'm at with it. It's just like, life is too short to be like bottled up and keeping things inside or feeling like you need to be strong on your own and not having people to lean on when there's so many people around you who clearly have shown you like they will show up for you, but only if you allow them to.
That part, I love that you said that because, you know, this is a thing that like we both struggle with this. Other people do too. And it's just like important to call out that like the help is there. Your community is there. But you have to allow them that. You have to give the permission. And oftentimes we don't even know that we're not even giving the permission. It's just because of who we are. We're like, this is how I operate. It's like, okay, that's great. But it also goes back to the conversation of redirection, right? So I think that's a good little tie-in.
It is, and we're going to speak more to how we got to this conversation about choosing the topic of redirection, because it's definitely in alignment to everything. And in all the freaking 120 episodes, I never cried in none of the episodes. This is the first time, like, my emotions got the best of me.
Like, that's the first time for everything.
Mm-hmm. This episode better go viral or something, like.
You're like, let's make it worth my while. I get it.
Okay.
All right. Well, beautiful. Like I said, I was living vicariously through you because I wasn't doing nothing. But my positive note for the week is just kind of reiterating from some of the like previous episodes about that whole vacation thing and knowing your time to take the vacation from whatever job. Mm-hmm. And so I'm officially on vacation from my 9 to 5. And I have to call that out because as entrepreneurs, that don't include the 5 to 9. Like, there is specifics. Like, sometimes you could be on vacation from everything. Sometimes you can't. I'm in a world right now where I can't be on vacation from my 5 to 9, hence the podcast, but definitely on vacation from the 9 to 5. And it was one of those things that I'm super happy about. And it's like, I'm trying to sit in that and not like have the things in my mind like, oh, like, do I need to check an email? You know how sometimes you feel like, yeah, like, no, none of that. So that's just kind of what I'm working with.
And I was going to say, I think it was dope for you to mention, because a lot of the times that we take vacations from 9 to 5 is like to do something, to go on a vacation or because of some event. Mm-hmm. Where like it can just be to just be like, mm-hmm, you could be home relaxing, like doing absolutely nothing, but still taking that time out. It always doesn't have to be to take off to do something.
Right. I love that you said that, because I think that's hard for a lot of people. It's hard for a lot of people to feel like they can just do a staycation in your home, like versus like having to like go somewhere, travel somewhere. But I think rest is so important. And even just having, like you said, just being like time to do things that you are not even that important, but you just want to have time to do them. That doesn't include all the other things you have to do. And so I think for me, it was really important that I took the time to just be. Like, I knew at some point I wasn't going to travel somewhere, but I was like, I still need these days. So, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I want people to feel encouraged to, like, still take the days off, even if it's not that you have to go anywhere or like this. We always are looking for a reason of why we're allowed to take off. And I feel like rest is your right. Like, you don't need to earn rest.
You don't need to earn rest. And the permission thing, right? Like, you have your days, especially if we're talking specifically in a 9 to 5 situation, you have days, take your days. Don't try to like bank your days and think like, oh, I'm going to wait for the, like, take your time, because anything could happen. Like you said, life is short. Anything could happen. You're going to be sitting there thinking, damn, I wish I had just given myself that break. I wish I had not gone so hard and gotten to this burnout. Like, whatever it looks like, it's like, take the time. It's there.
Do it.
So that's my positive note. Yes. Okay. Mental health day. Super important. Like, take it. All right. So thank you. Let's jump into a hustler spirit. And specifically with this hustler spirit, I do call out that, like, you know, when we think about a hustler spirit, we're always trying to feature someone or highlight someone that's doing really great things in their field, et cetera, or people that people don't know. And our hustle spirits sometimes include ourselves, because we are always doing popping things. But I would say this month for April, NCG's been in the news, right? Like, this is more news than we've ever had.
It is more news. And we are like, we are the hustler spirit, right? Because at our core, the reason like we even made this segment was to speak of like our wins and the growth and what are we doing. And so when we highlight other people, is with like kind of a nod to other people that are doing great work, but we're highlighting ourselves because we're doing great work too.
Facts. So this month, shout out to Boss Mag, Lisa, who was a writer for us. She interviewed us. She was really great. Shout out to Boss Mag. Shout out to Leanne, who's the founder of Boss Mag, friend to the brand. We're really excited that we were able to be featured in their April news. Novia Rose, another one who's been on the scene for a minute. She's been on the scene for a minute hustling. Shout out to her for also featuring us this month. And then lastly, we have Canvas Rebel, which is a newer outlet that came to our, came into our world, but really excited that they took the time to also feature us. So shout out to those outlets. Check them out. The links are in our Instagram. So definitely feel free to read, review, watch. We're just really excited that more people are learning about non-corporate girls.
Yes, and that is the goal. And definitely support all of these writers and media outlets are people of color. So it just makes us even more proud to be able to kind of highlight them, because Black media is just as important.
Yes, I'm glad you said that too. Like, we got to support our people of color. We got to support our women too. Like, show them love.
I love that.
I know, right? It's like that Alicia Keys song, Show Me Love. Do you know that song?
I don't know it. I have like maybe 3 songs I like of Alicia Keys. Fun fact, I'm not an Alicia Keys fan.
Damn.
I know.
But I like Alicia.
Yes. Right. Most people do. And I respect her artistry, but I don't know. She's just not for me.
I get it. You know, it's so funny, not to derail, but it's so funny because I was over this past weekend, I think I met like 2-3 people who were telling me about artists that they're not a fan of, like Beyonce, Alicia. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it's just fascinating to me because there are people who go really hard for these people, but then there are also people who really don't mess with them. And I'm like, you know, everybody's like, oh, everybody loves Beyonce. Everybody does not love Beyonce. That is bad.
Everybody does not, which is, that's interesting. But I mean, the same way, like, and again, I respect the artistry and I think she's talented, but you know, when there's people that like do something that you feel like is speaking to me, mm-hmm. I just don't resonate that much with like Alicia.
I get it. I get it. All right. So off the record, we are flying through today. It's a short episode today. Off the record. So I specifically wanted to call out, and I don't know how many people in our community have seen this yet, but Dear Mama, the documentary about Tupac, well, it's a saga about Afeni and Tupac, his mom, just kind of like talking about like their life and kind of the tribulations that they've went through in his artistry, in her revolution of being a Black Panther activist, et cetera. It's a documentary it's a 5-part documentary. It's on FX, streaming on Hulu. I saw the first 2 episodes and it's just so good. Like, I love documentaries. So like, I'm always into like learning about like these things, but it's really good. I'm actually shocked that it took so long for them to make this documentary. But it's really good. So I just wanted to like share, if anyone hasn't checked it out, check it out. It really gives a lot of knowledge just about like the Black Panther movement, how Tupac thought of like how his artistry, his poetry, just like him coming into like being the artist he is. And I'm a diehard Tupac fan. So, you know, I was all into it.
That's dope. I definitely want to check it out. Like, whose point of view is this from? Like, who is...
This is a little controversial, but the person who directed it or the creator of it was an old, video producer of Tupac's, like some of his past videos. Like, they were friends for a long time, but then they had fallen out. And then that was interesting. But now they're like 30 years later. He's doing this documentary. So I'm sure there's more to it than that. But from my understanding, he's the creator behind all of this. But the people that they featured so far are like cousins of Tupac, other Black Panther activists. And I'm just like, wow, like it's so cool that y'all are still here to talk about this, you know, like it's been so long. And then other rappers like Snoop Dogg is in there, like, you know, just so it's really interesting.
Right. Oh my God. The people. Not yeah, calling me during my podcast recording. I'm good.
It's
really dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was gonna say check something. It out. Sorry, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say something. I lost my train of thought. I think it was about, I was going to say one of my professors at New Paltz, he's a Black Panther and you know, still alive. And like, he's the one who, when it came to like learning who we are, like as a Black people and being so proud, he is one of the people that has like changed the outlook and just helped me to learn so much. His name is Professor Kaba Kameen. You guys should definitely check him out on Instagram. He's a wealth of knowledge, like beyond. So I would have loved if he would have even been featured on this, because I could have totally see him having a point of view. But I love things like this where I get to learn of the person and just like the movement that surrounded them as they were like evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to check it out. And I wonder, like, that's a good call out about your professor. It's a 5-part documentary, so who knows, maybe he may have been featured in the next 3. I don't know.
that would be dope. I'm definitely gonna check it out. I love it. So it is like interview style, right? Like, people are seated, they're being asked questions.
Yeah, kind of it is, but they go through, they have footage, like old footage from like Tupac in high school. Like, it's just, it's really cool the way they kind of tell the narrative. I think it's cool, you know.
We're big on storytelling, so I know this is like,
yeah,
things that we like geek out of.
Exactly. So check that out. Next thing, and off the record, so Jamie Foxx, definitely sending lots of prayers to Jamie Foxx. I like Jamie Foxx, so I definitely want him to recover. right? And be well. Mm-hmm. But I specifically wanted to call this out because I don't know if you've seen on social media, people are talking about how, you know, he's recovering from a medical complication. So far, he's okay. But he has 8 days left to film a movie that he's filming. And because he's in the hospital, the producers, et cetera, went ahead and casted a stunt double to complete his role. And on social media, the streets are basically like, let this lesson for everyone, because if you don't take your time off, because your job will move on without you. Kind of similar to what we were just talking about before. But I just thought that was interesting.
It was. And it's funny how we all like, you know how there's some people that go into reading something and it's already like a negative. When I first was reading it, to be 1000% honest, I was like, oh, wow, that's so nice that they did that, because they're allowing him to rest. Like, I didn't make the connection like, oh, somebody replaced him. It's like, oh, his role matters that much that they have somebody to fill in for him. I totally didn't see it from the negative standpoint initially when I read it. I thought that they were doing something good. I was like, oh, that's great, because his presence in the role matters that much and is important. But then when I see in the flips, I'm like, damn, I didn't even see it like that way. But it is very true. Like, you can be replaced. And I think that's something, you know, both sides of the coin can hold true or whatever. But it's just so interesting, like, how we read something, or, you know, the way I take it is different from the way other people took it.
Yeah, I mean, I think like there's a lot of different sides to it, right? Like, I think just thinking about production set, this is money. So this was unexpected. It happened.
It's a timeline.
It is. So I get like, okay, a stunt double, cool. Like, I mean, I think like, and if it's a stunt double, it's like obviously Jamie's throughout the whole movie. It's just like this last part they have someone play, which is probably like super minor. It's like whatever. I think the biggest takeaway is just that, like, so like, you know, companies will do what they need to do. People will do what they need to do. Oh, right. I think the biggest takeaway is for the individual. And obviously outside of this situation, because this was a medical scare, this was a serious thing. But like outside of that, just individuals in general, like, you don't feel like you need to have like blood, sweat and tears and be like the savior or the scapegoat in your role and not take the time that you need, because your company will figure it out. Like, if there's a huge workload and it's like you feel like you can't take the time, if you take the time, someone else will pick up the slack. Like, it is, you know, they're going to still move forward. So,
yes, because that is a bigger lesson to learn, because a lot of us or people who are feeling guilty or even, like, there's so many scenarios where you're feeling guilty that you need to, the one, but you need to put yourself first, because nobody's going to put you first. Nobody's going to think, oh, let me see, let me take off the workload from her lap because, you know, this may affect her health. Like, people are not thinking like that, to be honest. If you have a manager or a team that does, you are very, very fortunate, and, you know, that's amazing. But for the majority, it's like you have to put yourself first, second and third, and everything else will follow.
100%. And let it be a reminder, too, that like if you don't ask for what you need, you're definitely also not going to get it. Right. Like, you can't sit here and be like, oh, my God, my workload is so intense, but I need to take time. But like, I just can't. And I can't do this because how will it work? You have to communicate with me. Like, if you, to Delilah's point, if you have a good relationship with your manager, shoot, even if you don't, if you feel like you are tapped out and you actually can't move forward with certain things, you need to communicate that so that they can help spread out your workload. You can help take the time that you need, whatever. But like, closed mouths don't get fed. And so like, don't sit here suffering in silence. I guess that was my bigger takeaway.
Yes. No, that's so important. And I think it's something that you learn over time, because one thing that I had to learn through my career was to communicate, because like you said, closed mouths really don't get fed, and people are not like thinking ahead of time what matters you have going on. So you have to voice that. So it does take some practice, but once you're confident in bringing those things up, more than likely they get accommodated.
Facts. And this is why I feel like you, I mean, I'm going to, not to talk for you, but I feel like you're kind of the same way, where we really love like the aspect of like mentorship and really helping like people who are like in junior positions and things like that, because mm-hmm. it does take practice. It takes practice to advocate for yourself, negotiate for yourself, you know? Yeah. And if you don't have that, you're really mm-hmm. going to be suffering in silence, but don't feel like there is no outlet. Like, you just need to find it. And so it's just really important that this is called out, because there's choices. People have choices.
It's always choice. You always have a choice. Like, yeah, that's powerful. That statement. You always do have a choice.
Facts. Now, on the flip side of this, in Off the Record, I was a little shocked today that Don Lemon got let go from CNN after 17 years. Like, I think everyone was like, what?
Right. Because Don is like, he's the OG vet. Like, he's broke so many news, and, you know, like his point of view as a journalist and everything that he shared, like, people really look to him for just his journalistic, like, professionalism, yeah. like, you know, how he goes about telling a story, like his sensitivity to certain topics, or getting us all the information that, you know, if we were there, the questions we want answered, like, he asks those questions.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that's like, once again, companies, it doesn't matter how long your tenure is. It doesn't matter how much years you've put in, how much you've accomplished for this org. Everybody is replaceable. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Everyone's replaceable. If they can fire you, you're replaceable. And so it's just one of those things that, for, again, for the community people listening in, it's like, just know your worth and make sure, I like to say, stay ready. So you don't have to get ready, because at any given point, you never know what's going to happen. Like, 17 years, that's over a decade.
It is crazy, but it's also to say, on the flip side, that you're not absolved or above anything, no matter how much time. Like, yeah. if you mess up, a mess up is a mess up. You know, every choice comes with a consequence. And not saying that he did what was being said, but apparently there was allegations about him speaking on women and aging and things that were just inappropriate. So, you know, sometimes you have to eat that. It's hard to say when should you get a second chance, depending on what the severity of what you did is. At that point, are you owed anything because you gave 17 years, or did you fuck up your own legacy for contributing that much and then ruining it in this manner? There's just so many ways to look at it and things to think about. But I think above all is, like, your time into something and who you are doesn't take away from you needing to do the right thing when the right thing is called for.
100%. And it's just like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, what a catalog he has. And so, like, Don, you're going to get back on your feet. Like, no doubt about it. Like, you're going to be all right.
It's a slip up. Like, shit happens. There's always room for human error. When you're a human, you make mistakes. I don't think this defines, you know, anything. Mm-hmm. It was something that happened that was unfortunate. But again, there's so many people that have, like, I think that no one's body of work just gets dismissed because of mistake, because you cannot take away from what he has contributed to, like, news and society and the media. Like, that doesn't just go away. I feel like people do try to make it go away because of your mistake. And I think that's unfair and selfish. Like, maybe CNN is not the right place for him anymore, and he'll find better, you know, pastures. But to say that he wasn't a legacy there would be a lie.
100%. And again, go back to outgrowing something, right? Maybe this is his season of redirection.
Yes. Because let me tell you, in our conversation of speaking of redirection, some of it is forced. It's exactly when you don't want something to happen that it has to happen, and is probably the exact thing that needed to happen.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, shout out to Don Lemon. Like, he's gonna get back on his feet, but it was some shocking news, I think, that everyone was like, whoa, today.
It was shocking. And I do want to add another bit This was kind of a last minute, but it was in the news cycle. And my mom specifically is such a super, super fan of Dancing with the Stars. But one of the judges, Len Goodman, he passed away from bone cancer. He was fighting for a while, kind of privately, I guess, and had made announcements that I think the previous season was going to be his last season. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, he passed away, you know, among family and I believe at his home. But it's just so sad. He was 78 years old, full of life. Such a who, if you ever watched the show, his commentary and just like how people respected him because he was very much like an elegant ballroom dancer. And he just had so much poise. He was like such an elegant, charming older man, like full of wisdom, it seemed like. And a lot of people respected him. And yeah, I just wanted to say rest in peace to Len Goodman, because I know he kind of touched a lot of people through Dancing with the Stars and, you know, the celebrities that come on the show and kind of take on that challenge.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I used to watch Dancing with the Stars for a minute. I don't watch it anymore. But yes, he's definitely an OG fave for everyone. Yeah. And so that's really sad. I mean, it's always sad when we have to say rest in peace, you know, especially when someone was dealing with something that was such a battle, you know, it's just
absolutely
really
sad. And it still was so like full of life. And I feel like he overcame and didn't let that like stop him from living.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, have compassion, because you really, really don't know what people are going through.
That part. Okay. So switching gears, hashtag obsessed with. So we've talked about this hashtag obsessed with person before in various ways on different episodes. I think most recently we talked about her in the Hustler Spirit for her new brand. But our hashtag obsessed with this week is Nicole Kane. Some of you may know her formerly as Nicole Bitchy. She used to be she's currently a retired celeb blogger. She's a media mogul, and she's newly the founder of My Happy Flow. But we thought Nicole would be a great hashtag obsessed with, because as she likes to dub herself, she is the self-proclaimed queen of career pivots. And whenever we talk about her, we talk about her pivots. So we thought it would be fitting for today.
No. Absolutely. And like, she's owned it, but also has mentioned how difficult those changes mm-hmm. were, but that they were so timely. So she's definitely like a poster child for people who like can reinvent themselves and be successful with each reinvention.
Mm-hmm. I like about her too. And, you know, we've been following her for a long time. What I like about her too, years, is her transparency, like you're talking about. Like, I love the way that she really like shares her trials and tribulations with everything mm-hmm. she's creating, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, things are so glamorized. You know, it's like, you know, life looks like this, and it's like it doesn't. There's so many things that happen on the back end. You may not be able to like support your team. You may not be able to keep right. your doors. Like, there's so many things that happen that people don't know about. And she always shares that in her testimonials. And to your point, pivots and just comes up flourishing again in the next thing that she's doing. So it's really admirable.
Yes. And I just want to give a shout out to all people who hold space like that on social media mm-hmm. or just like the internet and public, where they, you know, social media and the internet could be so many things that are full of ugliness and makes you think twice about yourself. But the people who are doing the messaging and sharing the wisdom for people to be their better selves, like, you are so appreciated, because you can be anything or choose to share anything, but I feel like you choosing to share your trials and tribulations and just the goodness in people and wanting people to excel, like, is so necessary.
Facts. And we need more people like that. You know, we need more people like that, which is why I'm someone who's very specific about how I curate my feed, because I really want to make sure that I'm getting just the truth and a lot of like things that feel good to me or affect me in some way, and that are honest. And I think a lot of people are, more people are starting, especially entrepreneurs, are really starting to share some of that, because again, you know, especially this like younger demographic coming up, people think like, oh, I want to start a business, I want to do this, or mm-hmm. I want to be a C-suite exec in like 5 years, and just these crazy things that's like, no, everything is possible, but like, this is all, these are the steps to get there. And this is actually what it looks like. And so I respect that. You know, I love that more people are doing that.
Yes. Right. And you know, one of my favorites that I follow, Donye Taylor on Instagram, mm-hmm. she was on a podcast and she said something really dope that she was like, not verbatim, maybe this way, these words, but I'm paraphrasing. She was like, I never follow trends, really. Like, I just do me. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so dope because she was like, doing me is the trend. Like, that's the authenticity, like being myself. Like, that's the trend. Like, that's where it's at. If you, the more you can just be who you are fully and truly, you will be in the position to be in the right places. You're going to attract the people that are for you, because think about it. If you're trying to be something that you're not, you're going to get things that are not aligned for you, because that's not who you are.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. And shout out to her, because we talked about her ebook too, I think on the past mm-hmm. episode too, for Hustler Spirit. But like, that's what I'm saying. We need more people like that, because they're mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, you need to see that the facade that you think you want to be on social media is not true to you at all. And we need more people who understand that, like, you set the trend. You get to decide what that looks like. You get to be authentic. And the people who are for you will come. The ones who won't, won't. And that's okay. You don't need them.
Yeah. And that success is really, like, it's available to all of us to be successful. There's nothing different really that sets us apart from, like, let's say a Donye or anybody who's in our grasp. It's yeah. just what they did to get there. So sometimes we just have to, like, assess. And one question that has come up for me lately, and I'm trying to ask myself constantly, is, am what I'm doing right now getting me closer to the life that I want to live? Whether it's I need to finish editing, whether I need to do this task, whatever it is, like, or if I'm wasting my time in something else, I just need to ask myself, is this getting me closer to the life I say that I want to live? And if it's not, then I need to be doing the things that are going to get me there. So it just, you know, it seems like such a simplified question, but when you think about it, it really is going to help you to start deciding how you're going to utilize your time in the best way for you.
And it has layers to it, which is a great, great pivot to our Let's Talk About It. So our question for Let's Talk About It is, how do you know when it's time to redirect? And I do want to call out two distinguishing facts about this. You think about redirection, there's redirection that happens through rejection, as Delilah kind of alluded earlier, like something horrible has happened or something happened that you didn't want. And now you need to figure out what that, what the next step looks like. But then there's also redirection that happens when there is no rejection, right? What is that? Like, how do you know in your life at the stage you're at when redirection is actually necessary?
Mm-hmm. And I think that discernment takes time, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those things where your intuition has to get stronger. You need to listen and be truthful and honest with yourself, mm-hmm. And pay attention, because I know oftentimes people who have shared their stories and testimonies, in one way or another, they said it, like, something that I realized they had in common was that they said they listened to the voice. I don't know what this voice exactly was, but it was just something that pulled them to where they ended up going. And they're so happy that they listened to that. They felt they should have been elsewhere. They felt it could be even something like, because some people get confused when you're so good at something that that's the lane you should be in. Mm-hmm. But even though you're that good, you could be settling. You could be just too comfortable. You could be afraid of challenge. It may not necessarily be your final destination. But again, you need to understand yourself, be honest, have those tough conversations, and speak to people who are not going to be your yes men, who are going to be like really lay it out for you of things. Like, you know, when you just need that person that's going to like get you back on your shit. So I feel like those are the things that help with redirection and knowing if it's time. I know oftentimes, and I'm saying this, but I'm also like in between, because with non-corporate girls, for instance, for us, you know, they say when things are so tough or like you're hitting a head on the wall, like maybe it's time to fall back. But I haven't felt that. So I don't know if, is that a redirection for us? And I know we constantly bring it up, like we are not giving up on non-corporate girls and we're trying hard to bring it to where we want. It hasn't been a easy ride, but we really haven't felt the need to redirect. Yes, we're redirecting in how the business operates and functions. So for me, that's the redirection as I'm defining it for non-corporate girls, not necessarily redirecting away from it. And mm-hmm. that's something that you have to assess as well. So there's like levels to, you know, how you're going to pivot within the pivot, I guess.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. I was just about to say in my mind, I'm like, there are so many layers to it. As with everything, but you raised a good point, just like using us as an example. I think that a lot of times people are, like you said, the voice. People are afraid to ask themselves the question that they really want to answer to. That's what I feel. And I feel like it comes up in so many different ways, you know, and I think that you definitely need to really follow your intuition. You need to do, like you said, some self-auditing and really figure out like, what is it that you want? And then also the whole thing about final destination, like I feel like people feel like forever has to be a thing. Forever is not a thing, at least not in my world. And I just feel like you can always change course. You can always change course. You don't have to buy a house that you have to live in for 10 years. You don't have to stay at a job for 18 years. You don't have to do those things. Yes. You can decide to change course. And I think when you think about redirection, you have to think about what's important in that, right? If you are in a specific role and you decide that, let's say no rejection happened, you weren't going for promotion or anything. You're just in a role and you're not feeling it anymore. Or something about it, you're not finding your joy, whatever it looks like. Maybe that's an opportunity for you to really think about what a redirect would look like. Maybe it's a whole different field. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just actually changing up the work that you're doing. Maybe it's another team, right? Like there's so many layers to what that looks like. You have to ask the question of what is it that you want? Because I think that's the only way you're going to get to whatever the destination looks like for that moment. Because I think that you can continue to evolve the destination. Like my destination tomorrow may be France, but next week it may be Bali. I don't know.
No, that's a fact. And it's just like, even if it's France or Bali, like the path that you're going to take to get there might differ, but you're still going to end up there. Because another point I wanted to bring is that there were people who listened or felt that the redirection was needed. So for instance, there's a blogger that I follow and she lived in Florida and then she moved back to New York because I guess and even for myself, that literally happened to me and I'm not even thinking. I lived in Florida once and it was just not the right time. But I think if I was to move to Florida now, my current present time, it would be more timely because I'm more prepared of what that would look like. But the same was for the blogger that I follow. She moved there. It kind of wasn't just the right timing. Then she moved back, ended up finding her partner in a healthy, fruitful relationship. And she ended up meeting somebody who wanted to move to Florida. So now they moved to Florida together. So whether she did it by herself or not, it's just like sometimes the timing is just not the right timing. But that's not to say that it's not something that could work for you. It's just a matter of when it could work for you, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. So timing, that alignment, because that's a big key. And then also before when we talk about this, mindset is a big piece of this because you, like you just said, now before when you moved to Florida, it wasn't the right time. But now where you are, totally different mindset and perspective, you would probably handle it a lot differently now. And so I think that's the same for everyone. Like your mindset has to be there because if it's not, you could be there. I feel like there's going to even be more friction with the redirect that you're trying to do. You're just fighting it.
Yes. And also another thing is like you'll miss the opportunities because if I knew what I knew now, then it probably could have been fruitful, but the things were there and because of my mindset and me not paying attention and being aware or just not having like the way how I initiated that move, like, you know, what I wanted out of, and I'm speaking solely career wise, the things that I wanted, I didn't really have a plan of how I was going to get them. And now I have more understanding of how I want things to be, what I'm capable of doing, how I can like manage a business being in another, like just so many things that is just like, until you don't go through those things and like learn more through your process, you're not going to be able to have that like circle back moment.
Yeah, I think you said, you know, I love the word discernment, and that's a really great word to classify all of this. I think that the message here for the community is that you need to have discernment to know when it's your time for redirection, period. Like at the end of the day, there's so many different things in our lives, career-wise, family-wise, relationship-wise, that will cause us or question us to redirect. And we need to figure out what does that look like. And I think me and Delilah can both attest that this has shown up too many times in different ways in our lives. And we still trying to figure it out, hence not corporate girls. But that discernment is key. And then add on the mindset, add on the timing and alignment, opportunities.
Absolutely. And doing it all for yourself. Like, you know, you can't think of who you're making happy or upsetting or about your kids, your mother. Like, it really has to be a true decision within yourself that you make for you, because you're the only one that'll live in either your regret or your prosperity, whatever it takes you, like you got to own that. Cause then that's the final step of the redirectioning, whatever it is, owning, you know, the choice that you made and where it's going to land you. It was where you needed to be at that time.
Two snaps to that. Can I just say, and technically this is probably something that should be talked about in our last episode of the season, but I just really feel like season 6 and maybe like season 5, but I really feel season 6, we've really like kind of connected the dots more in terms of like being the professional wellness entrepreneurship platform that we are, like really connecting that lifestyle wellness piece to professional development and personal development. I feel like season 6 has been like a gold mine.
No, I totally agree. And it reminds me of that Lauryn Hill song, like how you gonna be the one was like, how you going to be good if you ain't right within?
Yeah, how you going to, if you ain't right within?
Yeah, like, it's true. Like, it literally every ends, like, starts and ends with our well-being. Yeah. You can't be good to anything or anybody if you're not good with yourself. And that's another, like, caveat I was going to throw out there, that realize the place that you are emotionally, spiritually, you're happy. You know how they say, don't make any major decisions while angry. That's something also to think about, because, you know, for people that go through depression or, you know, tumultuous times in their lives, maybe those are not the best times to make a decision, because you're not in your best you state. So that's something, or if you're surrounded by people that are super negative or judgmental, you know, also discernment for the people that you seek advice from and share information with.
Facts. You just need to have discernment in your life. Okay. So practice that.
Yes. Yes.
Well, so I know this has been so great, per the norm. But yeah, I think that's kind of our thought process on redirection and kind of where we see ourselves, where we would like you to see yourselves. Any final thoughts on that?
No final thoughts. Oh, so another thing that we had spoken about with redirection was, you know, when you're part of certain groups, communities, and you're evolving, but, you know, those people matter to you and you still care about them. So showing up differently, and how that, you know, you're going to redirect in how, what people are used to you in the dynamic of your relationship and how to navigate that. And it's totally okay for you to express, like, look, I know, like, I mean, Ayana mentioned it with your friend, with your cousin's trip. Like, guys, I'm not going to take on the planning. I want to join. I want to be a part of it, but I'm not going to do this aspect. So it's also just, you know, reteach people how you choose to show up and how you want to show up this moment forward. And we could change ourselves over and over for as long as we need to, because that's also a part of the redirection.
Mm-hmm. It's a constant evolution, constant. And you got to be okay with that. You got to be okay with that change, because the change is going to happen regardless. So people got to get on board. So yes.
Yes. And change is, if we can all accept change, because I know for many people, change is probably the most difficult for them to accept. But it's probably, if we can lean into the change more, we'll probably have the outcomes we want sooner.
I agree. And I know specifically, like in my family, people hate change. But I also think when you think about change, it's really thinking about the opportunities. And I feel like part of the reason why people hate change is because they hate losing that control, right? And it's like, just have that notion that like, we don't control, the only thing you can control is yourself. We can't control life. We can't control environments. So if we let a little bit of that control go, and I'm talking to myself too, we let a little bit of control go, we're actually we're giving ourselves the more space, more grace to actually lean into things that require us to have discernment, lean into things where we can do self-auditing, lean into things where redirection actually happens. We can't do that when we're still fighting this battle with ourselves, because you're only fighting with yourself, no one else.
Yep. Oh, that was a great way to end this episode on.
I know. I feel like we could talk about this all day long. All right. Well, I guess on that note, we're so out, right?
Yes. Later, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Non-Corporate Girls Podcast. We're headed back into our 9-to-5s, but equally giving time to our 5-to-9. I'm Delilah, and you can follow me at Miss Delilah C on all social media platforms.
And I'm Ayana. Follow me at @_Aya_brand. Don't forget to follow the podcast on all socials at Non-Corporate Girls and tune into the latest episodes on your favorite streaming platform. In the meantime, embrace non-corporate,
where the 9-to-5 and 5-to-9 meet.